Hi, Mr. Tom.
Hello, Hot Rod.
Why is that catch on the ceiling?
Well, I was thinking about how crowded the studio was, and then about all that wasted space on the ceiling. So I moved half of the furniture up there. Brilliant, isn't it?
Sounds like the kind of half-brain scheme Mr. Muggins would cook up.
Well, if that's the way you're going to be, I can get a better grade of insult from Angela and Robbie. Goodbye.
Boy, oh boy. You can't even tell the truth around here without somebody jumping on you. Ow! Hey, get off me!
Oh, hello, Hot Rod. I hope I didn't hurt you.
No, you just scared me right out of my britches.
Oh, you better put those on again before Bill sees you.
Either you squashed my legs when you fell on me or my britches grew.
Well, that's odd. Mine got awfully short. Look, you can see my knees.
Ew, is that what those are? I thought they was two volleyballs on strings.
Listen here. I can get a better grade of insults from Angela and Robbie, only they're busy right now.
Then my insults will just have to do, won't they?
Yeah, I guess so. What else you got?
How about, is that your nose, or did you just come back from steering the ship?
How did you know?
Well, it's in the middle of your face. It has to be your nose.
No, I mean, how did you know that I used to work on a towboat?
What did you do, stick your head in the water to steer?
Don't be ridiculous. You can't stick your head into ice.
You sailed on ice?
Yeah, we went at a pretty good clip.
What exactly was your job, Mr. Muggins?
I had to hitch up the sleds that we towed.
Now, wait a minute. You pulled a sled with a towboat?
I wish you would pay attention. I didn't say anything about a boat. I had a snow goat when I was in Alaska. We pulled sleds for the Eskimos. Made a pretty penny, too.
Ew, what did you do with it?
With the penny? I used it to pay my brain tax. They base it on your IQ, you know.
No, I mean, what did you do with the goat?
Oh, well, the last winter I was there, times got hard out on the tundra. Things were so bad, I was reduced to eating rocks. I mean, I didn't have a choice now, did I?
You didn't!
Yeah, I had to trade old Elsie Bell to an Eskimo for a rock, to keep me from starving or worse.
What could be worse than starving?
Oh, let's see. Making pancakes over an open fire is pretty bad.
You were reduced to that, were you?
Yeah, it was the same winter, just before I had to sell poor Elsie Bell. I had 100 pounds of pancake mix and a couple gallons of maple syrup, and I heard you could fry pancakes on a hot rock.
Eh, so you made your pancakes on a heated wok.
Yeah, I heated the rock in the frying pan over the camp stove.
Now that takes a lot of brains.
Yeah, that's why my brain tax is so high.
A penny is hardly a high tax.
How much brain tax do you pay, Hot Rod?
I don't pay any, of course. Neither does anybody else I know.
See? Then my brain tax is much higher.
Well, how did you make pancakes after you sold the goat and couldn't get any more milk?
Don't be silly. You can't get milk from a billy goat.
Elsie Bell was a billy goat?
Yeah.
Eh, this is exasperating, folks. What did you call him Elsie Bell for?
So the Eskimo wouldn't know he was a billy goat.
Oh, I see. The Eskimo wanted goat's milk, only he didn't know Elsie Bell was a billy goat.
Yeah.
Well, what happened when he found out?
Well, let me put it this way. If you hear an Eskimo pulling a goat knock on the door, tell him you never heard of me and you haven't seen me in 8 years.
Oh, okay. I'll be sure to tell him that.
Why, is he here?
No, I mean if he comes.
Do you know something you're not telling me?
Angela and Robbie are free now. They could tell you better.
Oh, okay, I'll ask them. Hey, Angela, Robbie, wait up.
Where's Muggins going in such a hurry, Hot Rod?
It's a long story, and I never did find out why Mr. Muggins fell out of the sky.
The ceiling, Hot Rod, he fell from the ceiling.
I'm sorry I asked.
Let me explain.